Welcome back, Michelle. Sorry, we had a bit of a problem with the line falling out there. I'm not sure what happened.
Yes,
however, we're back online.
Thank you.
Michelle, I was just asking you, should parents tell their child they have Asperger's? What do you recommend?
Yes, and the timing of when is the really important question. We find that the best timing is around when the child starts to notice that they are different, and they start to be a little bit puzzled about things like why they feel a little bit different at school, they're not enjoying the same things the other children are, or they don't understand why other kids don't like what they like. There can be some puzzling things going on for them, and providing an explanation that doesn't involve their own self-negativity, like thinking that they're stupid or crazy or bad or mad or any of those horrible thoughts. We prefer some accurate and well-placed information at the right time. So usually we find kids between about 8, sometimes 7-year-olds even, around 8 years old, it's a good time to start having the conversation about Asperger's syndrome and what it means. I think it's really important to present it accurately, that there are strengths and gifts that come with Asperger's syndrome, but there are also challenges. And being specific, tailor-made to the child about what those are. There's some terrific books to help with this process. One of my favourites, it's actually on your website, Sue, is All Cats Have Asperger's Syndrome. Kids love that.
It's
just delightful. Kathy Hoopman really gets it. She really explains it well. And many of our kids with Asperger's Syndrome love animals. They love cats. They really relate to cats as, well, they're autistic dogs, I read from my readings of, was it Vicky? A lady with Asperger's syndrome came up with that, and I just love that description. So I think having the conversation, giving accurate information, and also to talk about it as, it's a positive. It's got a lot, there's more positives on the list of strengths and abilities than there is on the list of challenges. So we present it with that optimistic but curious kind of attitude that comes along with understanding Asperger's syndrome.
And I agree, around 7 or 8 is when I found kids really start to notice that and want to know. And I also find, and you probably do too, Michelle, it has to be an ongoing conversation. You can't just make it a one-off sit down.
It needs to be something you
go back to and refer to. And as their understanding grows, you can then work with that. And so I really would encourage people to treat it as an ongoing conversation. And, I've had kids with All Cats Have Asperger's who go through and go, oh, I do that one. Oh, I used to do that one, And but then the next time you read it, they'll go, oh, Uncle Jim does that one.
They're
starting to become more aware of other people's differences too. And
absolutely, that's
a positive way. Yeah, really positive.
It's so true. And just having that attitude that it's okay to talk about, it's not a taboo topic, it's fascinating, the family kind of embracing it, getting the siblings on board, educating them as well. And you can have jokes about your Aspie bits, and we all have them, and they show sometimes, and, let's embrace them.
Absolutely. And in my experience, most of the kids I know are relieved to know this is what it is, because some of them have been searching and noticed their difference, and as you say, often use inappropriate labels of themselves. No one likes me, I don't have any friends, so they actually, I find when they hear this term and understand it, because they naturally are logical thinking kids, they're looking for a logical answer, and when you provide that, it's like, I get it.
I agree. And when you ask adults later, that question, did you want to know? Were you happy when you were told? Most adults I know have said, I wish I'd known sooner. It's just got to come as soon as possible. It just makes sense. It makes everything fall into place, and then life gets better. You start to understand yourself more, and you understand then how to make choices, because you know your own profile, and you can read about others who have that profile, and you can discover the strategies that help them and apply them to yourself. And it just seems to be a turning point for so many people.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I agree. Now, I know this is a huge topic, Michelle, and I'm just really know that it's something that you're very good at talking about and you could talk for ages, but I'd love just a little bit of information about friendships and bullying of kids on the spectrum, and I guess just a few effective strategies that you would recommend people take away.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I'm so glad we're talking about this. That's another area that has been hidden for too long. I think the best thing to do is to be aware that bullying is a problem for most kids in mainstream schools that have Asperger's syndrome. As parents and teachers, we need to be on the lookout for it. In most surveys, it's well over 90% of mums who have reported that have Asperger children who have reported that it's happening. This is really worrying because of the long-term effects that bullying has into the future. So some of the things that we can do to help is, of course, make sure your school has a really good anti-bullying policy and that they enforce it. Really good ideas are to have anonymous reporting of bullying, to have that online or a box in the classroom, that teachers receive on in-staff trainings on recognizing bullying and understanding the best ways to stop it. There's a lot we can do in the community, in schools, as parents to assist our kids. The intervention has to happen on all those levels. It doesn't work if we just train the child to have a response to bullying. They need that response. It's a really good part of it. But if that's where it ends, then we haven't given that child the best start to life. We're really remiss in our duty to protect that child. So there's a wonderful article that was written by Tony Atwood that I've actually posted on the Minds and Hearts website that has some wonderful strategies and ideas. I just think it's recommended reading for all school administrative staff, you know, our principals, deputy principals, the teachers, and for families. A huge strength in intervention is working with peers to develop a culture within the school that does not tolerate bullying. We need to empower and encourage the bystanders to stand up as well. There's strength in numbers, and we have to say no to the bullies. Only about 5% of children are bullying. You know, we can target that 5%. For the person with Asperger's syndrome, a key part of their recovery around bullying is for them to understand the psychology of bullying. They don't know why. Our kids with Asperger's, they're lovely kids, compassionate, big hearts. They don't understand why anyone would bully somebody else. If a person with Asperger's syndrome is bullying someone, it's because they've been bullied or abused in some way. It's not in the heart of people to bully generally. So understanding why people bully, and if the child understands that it's usually it's the problem of the bully, it's because they have difficulties themselves. Bullies often come from families that are struggling, have difficulties. The bully may have been bullied, or he or she is just not skilled socially, doesn't know how to make friends, and so it's a one-upmanship. They're trying to show they're superior. And if the child with Asperger's syndrome understands that, it helps a long way to recovery. And just the last quick thing, just helping your child express their feelings around it, because there's very strong feelings, often of anger, particularly for boys, lots of anger when they've been bullied. They can have very strong revenge fantasies. They need to express that anger constructively. And girls often internalize. They get depressed. But boys get depressed about it too. We see a lot of children and adolescents who have been bullied at Minds and Hearts at the clinic where I work. We see them there, and it is very, very sad to see the emotional costs of bullying. I think prevention is certainly the biggest goal we have, the one we should put at our priority, top of the priority list.
Absolutely. Michelle, we're going to have to conclude there. And look, it's just been marvellous talking to you, and I really appreciate it. But the last thing I really want to get from you is, I know there'll be a lot of people listening going, oh, I really want to get a child diagnosed, but or I've taken them for a girl for a diagnosis and they got a misdiagnosis. Mm-hmm. How can you guide people? Where's the best way to find the right people?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We get that question a lot at Minds and Hearts. Certainly, as I said, that's something we do at Minds and Hearts, and we specialise in that area. But across Australia, certainly there are many psychiatrists, paediatricians, psychologists, who are also specialized. And what I have attempted to do is collate this information into one document. So on the Minds and Hearts website, there is, under resources on the website, there is an article or a document that's worth downloading that lists by state helpful resources, diagnosticians, people who work with and understand autism spectrum conditions. So I certainly encourage that people to look there as one option. Alternatively, if that's a difficulty, to go to your autism association within your own state. Here in Queensland, for example, we have Autism Queensland who can give guidance around that question. Aspect New South Wales, Autism Victoria, Autism Western Australia, there are a number around Australia.
Sure, fantastic. Thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing
tonight.
Thank
you. Thank you, Sue.
It's really
a delight to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I wish everyone listening the very best with their children. I think just stay in there for the fight, because it's really worth supporting these kids, and that's what they need, our understanding and support. I'm so glad that there's now so much interest in listening to programs like this. Thanks, Sue.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michelle. I know many people listening will want more information, and we have a number of workshops coming up in Australia where Michelle will be presenting in conjunction with Dr. Tony Atwood. They're on in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra and Rockhampton. So if you want any more information, the quickest way to get information is to go to my website, www.suelarkey.com, and you can register online. And if you want to attend, please register ASAP, as they do fill very fast. And last year we had to turn many disappointed people away, and there's nothing worse, because we tend to run these only once every year or every second year. Michelle also has a number of fantastic workshops on girls and women with ASD coming up. And again, just go to the Minds and Hearts website. There's a few things you want to look at there. Remember, there's the bullying information from Tony and where to find people. So I'd encourage you to have a look at that website. And I just want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to this, and I hope you've all found this very helpful. If you'd like to re-listen to this audio or join me for more live chats, please join up for my e-newsletter on my website. This means we can send you the audio and newsletters without it being spam. So it's really important that you actually sign up for the e-newsletter. I look forward to chatting to you on Facebook for the next hour or so. And if you don't have Facebook or not comfortable using that, you can always email me through my website. And just remember, the Sue Larkey is S-U-E-L-A-R-K-E-Y, all in lowercase. And it just says email Sue. So I look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, on my website, there's a huge range of tip sheets. And especially if you're interested in the girls, I made up a one page on a quick reference on girls with ASD, which is a really good guide to understanding the girls, and more information on top of what you've heard tonight. So thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to chatting to you on Facebook. Thanks.